98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Ted, I think that record's on the wrong speed there, don't you? Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS 746. Congratulations to Kay from Wichita. She has a pair of tickets to Glenn Miller Orchestra Greatest Hits Show, and that's coming up in March, March 7th at Century 2. We also gave her a $20 gift certificate from Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burger. Thank you all for listening this week and picking up on those Glenn Miller. We had three pairs of tickets this week, Ted, and that's going to be a great show. Now, Ted and I have been asked to MC that, at least get it kicked off there on that evening. I believe it's a Wednesday evening, maybe a Tuesday. Anyway, it's March 7th, and again, it's Century 2, and it's going to be fun because I have actually seen this group perform. It's been several years ago. They were in El Dorado, and they do all the great Glenn Miller hits from yesteryear. And if you've never experienced that, I want to see if I can take my grandkids to this. If you've never experienced that, some of us are not old enough to remember the 40s like our parents and their music. But I'll tell you what, it is outstanding, fun music, big band, lots of horns. It's going to be great. That's Glenn Miller coming up on March 7th. Now, three big things with Steve and Ted.
Three.
Citizens Advisory Committee taking a hard look at what to do with Wichita's Century 2.
Two.
Governor-elect Kelly says a Kansas constitutional amendment on school funding will not pass the legislature.
One.
Nationwide bomb threat hoax. Eight reported cases in Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And as we take a look at traffic here on the Friday morning commute, just in the last few minutes, we had a lot of fire trucks dispatched to the report of a possible building fire in the 4100 block of North Seneca. Looks like there's not much to that, and a lot of those fire trucks are being sent back to their respective homes. So looks like they're clearing that up, 4100 block of North Seneca. Traffic update, KNSS with Steve and Ted.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 50 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 24. For Saturday, sunny, tomorrow's high 55. Now a partly cloudy sky. We have a north wind at 18 miles per hour and 30 degrees with Steve and Ted. KNSS weather's brought to you by the Monarch. Don't forget that the Monarch's catering menu is perfect for office holiday parties. For more info, call 201-6626, the Monarch in Delano. 749 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Automaker Volkswagen says it's on track for a new annual sales record despite trouble getting vehicles certified for new European emission tests. Sales head Christian Dahlheim says we are confident 2018 will end with a figure slightly above the previous record from 2017 when the company sold 10.74 million vehicles. November sales figures left Volkswagen with 9.2 million vehicles sold during the first 11 months of the year. So it looks like a good sales year for Volkswagen. Stocks finished today mixed Thursday.
A lackluster day on Wall Street compared to the roller coaster ride we've been on for the past 2 weeks. The Dow finishing up 70 points. The S&P basically flat. The NASDAQ composite down 27. Looks like a boring day based on the markets, but underneath the surface, so much going on. General Electric dominating headlines today on the news that J.P. Morgan raised its rating on the stock for the first time in 2 years. The company also announcing the debut of a new industrial Internet of Things, a combination of GE's digital products and grid software solutions businesses. We also have Best Buy dropping 5% due to a major drop in holiday iPhone sales. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Starbucks is expanding delivery to more stores in the U.S. and China. The company says it will offer delivery from 2,000 U.S. stores by next summer through a partnership with Uber Eats. In China, delivery will be offered from 2,000 stores in 30 cities by the end of this year, up from 150 stores at the end of September. Starbucks delivery. Yeah, I got to tell you, disclaimer, my wife and I own some shares of Starbucks and have had them for several years. The stock has performed quite well. Thank you very much. And so we're fans of Starbucks. I'm giving a free ad here, I know. But when Shelley and I spent those several days in Athens, Greece, there are no fast foods in Athens, Ted. You don't see a McDonald's in every place.
Really?
They don't have that. They've got their hometown people. There are a lot of restaurants and a lot of, street-side dining there going on, but no fast foods. However, we did have a Starbucks there in Athens, so how about that? 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS and taking a look at the best places to work. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story of the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal. 44 companies recognized Thursday in the 2018 Best Places to Work Awards. Employees took surveys measuring their job satisfaction and engagement. The companies were ranked based on the survey scores. There were three category winners: wealth management firm Six Meridian, Optometric Billing Solutions, and the Wichita office of Edward Jones. 100 Wichita area companies nominated, 44 were finalists. They were honored at that luncheon Thursday, attended by about 500 people at the Hyatt. In the 12 years of the Best Places to Work Awards, more than 200 companies have been recognized. Profiles of all 44 finalists are featured in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal. This week's top 25 lists, two of them, area banks ranked by consolidated assets and by market share. Bank of America, number one in market share, followed by Intrust Bank, Fidelity, Emprise, and Commerce. Our data shows deposits at the top 25 banks increased 4% from 2017 to 2018. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
At this stage in our careers, I'm speaking for you now, Bill, and of course, Ted and me. We've been around a while and worked at a few places. What is the common thread of, for you, a good place to work? Is it just the fact that they give you a lot of money for your time? What do you think?
Certainly, salary is a part of it, but also, you know, the thing about radio, especially at a couple of places I worked at, you know, you dang near do it for free because you have so much fun and you love the people you work with and you love what you're doing. You feel like you've got a sense of mission. You feel like you've got, you know, people are hearing what you're saying and your superiors value what you're saying. I think that's really what makes a great place.
But you've also been in situations where the station was up for sale and everybody knew it. And people's attitudes were bad. I have never worked at a station where people just got angry and nasty and you know, raised their voices, anything like that. But I know that happens now and then. But
I think there have been characters in my past that, you know, they'll throw a cart or, you know, throw, you know, papers or something like that. But even in the situation where we were being sold up in Kansas City, we wanted to do the best job we could for the remaining period of time.
Well, you mentioned something right there. And I got to tell you, I'm not talking about the occasional frustration tantrum where somebody, you know, throws a printer through a wall
which Ted does on a regular basis.
No, Ted does. But I'll tell you, when the old, you're talking about carts, these were these tape carts that we used to have, right?
Mm-hmm.
That played the music or the news or whatever. I do confess that at one time, when I first started at KNSS, I threw a little hissy fit one morning early and threw a cart and exploded it a little bit. And one of our coworkers, remember Patty Maston, used to work at KKRD?
Sure, you bet.
She was standing right outside the door. And she looked in the door, and her eyes were just huge, you know. And I guess you'd never heard a tirade quite like that.
Profanity-laced tirade from Steve McIntosh.
I said, gosh, Patty, I'm sorry. I didn't know anybody. Oh, I'm sorry. You know? And she says, you just seem to have a lot of passion about
rage.
That's a good way to describe it.
A nice
rage
way to say,
slash passion. Yeah.
You know, a nice way to say you are out of your mind. But, a fun place to work. The consultant once told me, he said, You know it's a great radio station if you walk in the door and you can feel it in the air. So anyway, great places to work. And this is a great place to work, by the way, as well. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, used to. You go to a radio station, you could smell it in the air.
Yeah.
Weed. Cigarettes. Yeah.
Cigarettes. There you go. Hey, stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll have the latest on a Senate vote of protest against Saudi Arabia. Ted's going to have sports. Ted, in sports, talking about the Chiefs today, right?
Yeah, we'll fill you in on the Chiefs-Chargers game last night and the thrilling finish up at Arrowhead. Those highlights coming up in sports.
Plus, entertainment news on the Blur. We're looking forward to that as
Massive entertainment news segment coming up in the Blur at 8:35 this morning with all sorts of events and observances.
And traffic and weekend weather. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS.